Thanks for listening to the Suzy Larson Life podcast, available thanks to support from listeners like you. It's only just a matter of welcome to Suzy Larson Live. Always so honored to get to spend this time with you, and I really mean that. I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. When you read passages of Scripture that talk about the name of the Lord, what comes to your mind? You know, verses like these two passages, Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Or Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots, some in horses. We will trust in the name of the Lord our God. What does that mean? And how should the names of God impact us and the way we walk with God? We're actually talking about fasting today, but we're going to talk about, as you fast, meditating on the names of God. And my guest today is going to bring a real fresh perspective, both on fasting and on embracing and understanding and meditating on the names of God. But if you're familiar with some of the names of God, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is your banner, Jireh, He's your provider, Rapha, He's your healer. If you are familiar with some of those names, I would love to know from you, which one has just meant the most to you in recent days? Maybe He's your peace. He's your Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. Text me, 877-933-2484. What name of God has meant the most to you? We've got five copies of Tammy Hotzenbiller's book today. It's titled Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough and Power in the Names of God. Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough and Power in the Names of God. This is a super interesting fasting book. The print is larger, so I think some of you are going to really appreciate that. But you go on this 20-day fast, and she gives you great instructions on how to set up, how to focus, and then you pray through the names of God as you're abstaining from food or something else for the purpose of seeking God to know Him more. It's a super interesting book. I want to get her name right. Hotzenbiller, and she'll correct me when I get her on. Tammy Hotzenbiller. Again, the book is Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough and Power in the Names of God. You can text the word book if you want in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. Before we hear from Tammy, quick announcement. This is exciting. You can nominate your community to host a Faith Radio event with none other than our fabulous morning show host, Carmen LaBurge. So fill out the form on the web and someone will be in touch with you soon. So if you've got a vision and a dream to host a Faith Radio event in your community and you want to see Carmen in person, she's great on the air. She's even better in person. Hop on our website, myfaithradio.com. Fill out the form and someone will be in touch with you. All right, now let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Tammy Hotzenbiller is an author, speaker, life coach, and leader of a national women's movement. She's the president of Total Life Coach and the founder and executive director of Women of Influence. She and her husband, Phil, are the co-founders of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Tammy, first of all, forgive me if I messed up your name, but welcome to the show. So great to meet you.
Thank you, Suzy. And no, you did excellent. It's Hotzenbiller. So thank you for having me on your show. What a blessing.
Wow. And congratulations on a really great book. I'm so excited to dig into it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited to share with your audience. This is actually my third book on fasting. So we'll be sharing today about fasting with God and how it all got started.
That's so fantastic. And Tammy, every day on the show, I ask my guests the same first question, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with the content of your book. It's just more personal in nature. And it's this: what has God been impressing upon your heart these days as you spend time with Him? What's He saying to you?
Well, you know what? I was told you were going to ask me that question. So to be honest with you, I have been spending some time in the book of Revelation in chapter 4. And I had just been in really trying to understand the throne room of God. And I'm just sitting in Revelation 4. I have been on my knees, especially with this current Middle East crisis going on, trying to really delve into the blessings of Israel, understanding what that throne room, those 24 elders, that sea of glass. Fasting has taken me deeper in my understanding and my hunger for God. And I just really been spending time trying to understand what the heavenly realm looks like.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. And I would love a little backstory on your faith journey of when, you know, sometimes people come to Christ and they're radically saved from the beginning. Others are saved, but they don't know they're loved. And it takes a while before the whole idea of just being activated in intimacy with God is turned on. How about you? When was that kind of turning point in your faith walk where you just became all in and you wanted to know God and serve Him with everything in you?
Yes. Well, fortunately, praise Jesus, I was raised in a wonderful Christian home. So I had parents that taught me to pray and to seek after God. But I'll be honest with you, it wasn't until my latter years, even after I was a pastor's wife, that I really began to search for the depth of God. And I have to say, it's a hunger that you have to have on your own. You have to, like the Bible tells us, to search out the depths of God. And I was one of those kids during the Jesus Revolution in the 70s. I was a part of all-night prayer meetings. We had our guitars and we were singing and really believing God for miracles in the 70s. And then I was married in the late 70s and we started pastoring in the 80s. So I have really sought after God, Susie. But I'll tell you what, the depths of God are just unreachable, unsearchable, to be honest with you. And I literally, once I started fasting about 8 years ago now, everything started changing and shifting. You know, we know that scripture where the disciples came to Jesus and he said to them, some things only happen by prayer and fasting. And I took that passage seriously and I began to pray and fast and believe God for miracles and breakthroughs. And there was a shift in my spirit realm and in my life.
Wow. I have so many questions for you. And friends, just so you know what's ahead, we're going to talk about some of the practicals that she offers in this book about, how to set up fasting ahead of time. I mean, just some guidelines to help you have a focus to your fast and some of the benefits of fasting and the different types of fast. If you have questions about any of those things or even the names of God, text me now, 877-933-2484. Tammy, we've got just amazing, amazing engaged listeners. And so I want to read some of these texts and have you speak to them one at a time. This one's, when I asked about what, if you know anything about the names of God, tell me what name really resonates with you, speaks to you, means so much to you. This dear one said, the name of God that means the most to me is Emmanuel. What a promise that we are never alone. This one says, Jehovah Shalom. I'm leaning on his promise for perfect peace. Do you want to speak to either one of those, Emmanuel or Shalom?
Well, we both know Emmanuel means God with us, so we are never alone. So to that listener, just continue to press in to that Emmanuel. He is with us. And of course, we all love Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. We will think, of course, right now of the Middle East crisis. And that's a beautiful picture of our shalom, our peace in the midst of crisis. So let me just say to a listener right now that may have a crisis in your life, begin to prophetically speak the name of God, Jehovah Shalom, over your life. You know, Susie, when I wrote this book, and we'll get into it in a few moments, God, when he spoke to me, he said, Tammy, I want you to fast with me. Fast with me. And I was on a prayer walk when he shared that with me. And I really understood that he wanted me to begin to understand the names of God, the characteristics, the attributes, the behaviors. So to your listeners who are really delving into the names of God, he wants you to know him in the depth of his name and his characteristics.
So beautiful. Here's two people that wrote in. Becky says, the name of God that means the great deal to me these days is Jehovah Jireh, my provider and answers for my complex health concerns. Gwen says, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. He does in his perfect way, in his perfect timing, every need we have fulfilled in him. Anything you want to add or speak to those two dear ones?
Again, hey, love that. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. We all know the song, his grace is sufficient for me. You know what I want to say to your listeners is as I began to study the Hebrew names of God, I use those in my everyday language. So my children know when we're in a parking lot and we pull up and there's just that one place in the front of the store and we pull right in, the first thing we all say is, Jehovah Jireh. We literally have made the names of God part of our communication. Man. We literally use Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, El Elyon, Most High God, Elohim, Creator, Jehovah Raha, Shepherd, and begin to use those names of God as part of your language. Use them as part of your conversation and call out the name of God.
How did God first introduce you, invite you to start to study these names, meditate on them, embrace them? How did that happen for you?
Well, you know, years ago, literally, I began to study the names of God, and I had such a hunger for the names of God. And there are a lot of resources out there. I began to read commentaries and searching it out. And it seemed like the more I read the individual names of God, the deeper I would go in that realm. And of course, we all know many people my age might know Kay Arthur. Kay Arthur was very instrumental in my life back in the day. I was able to meet with her personally. And she was the first one that wrote the names of God, the first book I read. And I realized that I can't just say God. I don't want to just talk about Jesus, my Messiah, or Holy Spirit. I really wanted to go deep in the names of God. And so I began to study the Old Testament when his names were first mentioned. I understand that Elohim, our creator God, in Genesis 1:3, in the beginning, you know, was our creator God. That name is actually Elohim. So if you go back to looking into the original language in the Hebrew and you read those names, you understand he's revealing himself, the depth of him in each of these stories. And so I began to embrace it and go deep with it. So I really did start to study Susie years ago, but it was when I was beginning to understand fasting, when Holy Spirit said to me, fast with me, fast with me. And I don't know how much you want me to share on fasting, but to me, fasting is a biblical mandate. It's not a suggestion. Definitely was a part of an Old Testament practice and even a New Testament practice. But I believe that there's some things that we need breakthrough that only come through prayer and fasting. Because when I suppress my flesh and I say no to my flesh, I press into the only realm that's left, and that's the supernatural realm. And I begin to trust God in areas that my flesh can't provide. So fasting has been now a part of my life for the last 8 years. But when I began to really sense him telling me fast with me, it was for me to go deep with the names of God. And that's why I wrote this book, 21 Names of God. It's a 21-day fast. And as you know, you have the book, I walk you through every day a different name of God and how we fast that day for intimacy with that name of God.
It's such a wonderful idea. And we are going to get into some of the practicals and the kinds of fasts on the other side of the break. But Tammy, I would love for you to give us a glimpse of your first days of fasting, why you decided to fast 8 years ago, what you did, and what God did.
Well, my husband and I had just started our church here in Anaheim, California, Influence Church. And I was on a prayer walk. That's a big part of my life. And we needed a new building, Susie. And I walked by the Anaheim Hills Post Office, and it said for sale. And I just started circling that building in prayer, asking God to give us the building. And someone in the church in our congregation offered to give us the loan for the building. And we thought we were scot-free. Praise Jesus, we got a building and we got someone to pay for it. Except 10 days before we closed, he came to us and told us he didn't have the resources and they would not be able to pay for the loan.
Oh, wow.
And so we called our church to a church-wide fast. And we said that we're going to lose $150,000 if God doesn't come through with a loan, and that we need the church to pray and fast. And all I can tell you is that God performed miracles in those 10 days that we fasted. Someone came through with a loan, a better loan than we were even being offered. We got the building, which we're here in Anaheim, California, and we put in a prayer wall, kind of like the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, right in our lobby, a place for people to come and put their prayer request. And Holy Spirit said to me, you are now on a journey of understanding prayer and fasting. It will be a part of the rest of your life. And I really truly believe that we don't understand the power of fasting, because it's not just omitting food from your life. It's pressing into the supernatural realm of God, denying the flesh and pressing in to that which is supernatural.
Wow. Okay, before we go to break, again, on the other side of the break, we'll talk about some things you need to know as you set up to fast, different kinds of fasts. What was that first fast like for you? What did you give up?
Well, I did what I literally, some people do an absolute fast, but I did more of an intermittent fast. So I fasted from sun up to sundown. So I didn't eat anything during the day. My husband and I then would have an evening meal. I did have a cup of coffee in the morning, and I will share with you, my book walks through exactly what these fasts are. But I really did not want to eat through the day. So I would spend the day on prayer walks, drink a lot of water. And every time my stomach would growl, I knew that was an alarm going off for me to stop and pray. So what I was doing, I was learning to contend with my flesh. I was learning that my flesh wanted things, the gratification of my flesh, the desires of my flesh. And I would literally just, I'm getting weak right now. I have to go for a walk, or I have to go pray, or I have to be alone, or I have to listen to a podcast, or I had to do something to fill my spirit man, because I couldn't let my fleshly man win. And that's why I truly believe that fasting is food. The Bible tells us in Greek that fast means shut your mouth. In Hebrew, it's no food. So I truly believe fasting is food. I believe that you can give up certain things like social media or shopping or TV, but I believe a true biblical fast is a food fast, because you're warring with your flesh.
Very good point. Wow. Okay, we're going to pause here. When we come back, we'll talk about some specifics that you need to know, questions you need to answer before you set out for a fast. As we go to break, Natalie says the name that means the most to her right now, Jehovah Rapha, God, our great physician and healer. Bless you, Natalie. Mary says, El Roy, the God who sees. Reed says, I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. I just found out that the roots of Shaddai come from the word protector, destroyer, and rainmaker. He who provides moisture and is sufficient. That's powerful, Reed. Wow. Talking to Tammy Hotzenpiller, her book, really a brilliant idea, Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough and Power in the Names of God. And it's just this, she'll walk you through 21 days, and you're reading scripture, you're meditating on the names of God, a different name every day. Wow, it is powerful. We've got a handful of copies to give away. You can text the word book to get in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. So up next, some specifics you need to kind of set in place, questions you need to answer before you set out on a fast. We'll be back in a minute. If you're a new listener, we want to officially welcome you with a free welcome pack gift. Request yours today at myfaithradio.com. Having a really great day today. Thanks for tuning in to Suzy Larson Live, talking to author, life coach, speaker, co-pastor Tammy Hotzenpiller, her new book, Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough and Power in the Names of God. It's a thick book, and the print is a little bit larger, which I really like. And she walks you through 21 days of fasting while meditating on the names of God. What an amazing idea. And the Lord really gave this to her, just downloaded the idea. And fasting has been a big part of Tammy's life for the last 8 years. And a little bit later in the show, Tammy, I'm going to ask you about some of the biggest breakthroughs you've seen or you've seen in other people's lives. We got a handful of copies to give away. Text the word book to 877-933-2484. Based on the texts that are coming in, I know this is very much resonating with many of you. And I just want to give a caveat. I loved what you said, Tammy, before the break about biblically fasting is food. And I'll just say, as someone who's battled some chronic health issues, and I am more healed than I've ever been, but because I basically live a fasted life, and there's times where I couldn't eat less than I was already eating, that the Lord invited me to different kinds of fasts. And he knows our heart, and he knows some of those unique health challenges. But anything you want to say to that before we dig in here?
Sure. And, you know, a lot of people in our congregation will come to me with the same thing. You know, Pastor Tammy, I really do need food. I can't really go without food. And so I'll say to them, maybe you can go without sugar. Maybe you could go without carbohydrates for a certain time. Maybe, again, I really believe there's something about food. Now, fasting, again, is omitting something from your life. And so I would never tell someone that other types of fast aren't relevant. But I do really contend, Susie, there's something when we say no to our flesh, when we're really dealing with something in our flesh. And so I can say there's all kinds of things that you can give up.
Yes.
Maybe coffee you can give up. Maybe alcohol you can give up. Maybe, again, just you need the carbohydrates.
Party foods. You know,
sugar.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So there are things that you can omit that, again, it's a sacrifice. You are saying to God, I'm willing to offer you this sacrifice in faith. believing for my breakthrough, believing for my miracle. And again, I just really believe that there's something about our flesh that we have to deny to get victory over. Because let me tell you, Susie, I have learned that if I can say no to my flesh with food, I can say no to the enemy in other ways.
Come on.
And it
Amen.
Literally has paved a pathway for me when the enemy comes with other mm-hmm. temptations, and he will, especially during a fast, that I literally have become so much stronger in my faith to do warfare with the enemy.
I agree. And yeah, and just to clarify, when it be, I can't do gluten, dairy, soy, and a handful of other things. So when God would invite me to a fast, it would be party foods like chips and guac, you know, a healthy yeah. snack that I love, but or a full meal or whatever. But I agree with you. So I think that there's always a way, and oftentimes the way is through. So I think that's really important. Okay, let's talk about these specifics that are important to decide ahead of time. You list them in your book. The first one is, why are you fasting? Be specific. Say more.
Well, and I think it's important that you have to understand why are you fasting. Now, we do a corporate fast here at our church every year. And I tell the congregation, don't just do this fast because we're asking you to fast. Do this fast because you have a conviction to fast. When we look at the book of Esther, when Esther came and she said, I'm getting ready to go before the king and I'm going to ask you to ask the people to fast for me. That was a corporate fast that she was calling people to. These Jews were being able, getting ready to be annihilated, to be, murdered. She needed to call on people for a corporate fast. So there may be a time in your life where someone asked you to fast with them. You need to fast for that conviction. It's for whether it's a breakthrough, whether it's for our country, whether it's for a marriage or a healing. When someone asks you to fast with them, have the conviction to fast. Then there's times in your life that it's a personal, private fast. So, of course, we see corporate fast in the Bible, and we see personal, private fast in the Bible. And you just need to know why it is that you're fasting. And you have to have a deep enough, listen to me, a deep enough conviction to hold on to that fast, or you will give up. You really have to believe that God's called you to fast, or it'll really be hard to make it through your commitment, whether it be a 3-day, a 10-day, a 21-day, or even a 40-day, which are all biblical numbers of fast. Make sure you have a deep conviction of why you are fasting.
And you sure can see if it's vague and you're just kind of thinking you might give up something and you kind of plan as you go, it never works. As you said, you're going to be tempted. The enemy will be right there to distract you, and you'll have no sense of victory if you have no sense of objective. So I think that is really important, super powerful. And then you said, get prepared. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal areas of temptation or weakness and re-surrender your heart to Jesus. Do you want to say a word about that?
Yes, I'd love to. You know, Susie, as a life coach, I understand that I have to work with my clients on a regular basis. So we'll, be 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, or 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. And we kind of do this divine dance, even in our spiritual life. So accountability is so important. So what I've done is I actually have done daily videos through all of my fasting books. They're on my website, which you can give that out. But I want to be your accountability partner. So when you make a commitment to fast, every morning I meet you for about 10 minutes and we recommit ourselves for the day. I tell people all you have to do is fast 1 day at a time. If you can make it through 1 day at a time, 24-hour commitment, I'll meet you the next morning and we'll talk about what we're going to talk about that day. We'll pray together and you just stay committed for 24 hours. Because listen, make no mistake about it. The devil's going to try to come. The enemy's going to try to come and discourage you and defeat you. You're going to say, I can't do this. I'm hungry. It's not working. I don't think it's worth it. But if you recommit every day, anew and afresh, I believe you'll make it through your commitment to fast and see God do miracles.
So how often do you fast, Tammy? Do you do specific, clusters of days with the objective in mind? Or do you do a once a week as a kind of a maintenance thing? Or what is your rhythm?
Great question. And I really tried, to be honest with you, what happens is sometimes it can almost become so routine that it becomes what Jesus said in the New Testament when he said, don't bring me your fast, don't bring me your religion. And there was a time where I was almost very robotic because I'd begun fasting so much. And the Holy Spirit said to me, fast when I tell you to fast.
Very
So I
good.
always do a corporate fast with our church every January 21st for 21 days. So as a church, we've done it now for 8 years, every year. So that's a corporate fast we do. A couple of years ago, I just actually wrote my second book, which is called Fasting for Miracles, because I needed a miracle in my granddaughter's life. And we needed to see God do a miracle in my little baby Ava Lee. So I began to fast for a miracle. And out of that came my second book, Fasting for Miracles, which is a 21-day fast to see miracles in your life. So there are times in my life, Susie, when I need to see a miracle, whether it's in my life, my children's life, someone in our congregation. If someone comes and asks me, Pastor Tammy, would you pray for this? And I have a prompting in my spirit, then I may fast for them for a day or two to intercede. But I try to make sure it's Holy Spirit driven and not regulated or routine.
I love that so much because it is so easy to make a law out of it. I remember in the early years, for many, many years, I fasted as just on a regular basis every time before I ever spoke. And I remember the Lord saying, I don't want you to fast this time. And I realized it took more faith for me not to fast than to fast. Like I had faith in the fast more than faith in God. And we just have that tendency. So I love the organic nature of this, Tammy, where if the Lord leads you to it, He'll lead you through it. And we just got a minute before we go to break here. But Melissa texts in, she says, a question. I know we shouldn't tell others when we fast, but if we let our husband know so he realizes why when I'm not eating, does that make it any less effective if he knows?
Great question. Let's understand what Jesus was saying. He was correcting them because they were had a sense of pride about their fast. They were beating their chest and they were standing at the wall and they were telling everyone they were fasting. So God looks at the motive of your heart. So remember, I said there are corporate fast, which obviously when we call for corporate fast, just like Esther did or Nehemiah did, they call for people to fast. So there's nothing wrong with calling people to fast with you or asking people to pray for you when you're fasting. So understand, again, it's the motive of your heart. When I fast, often I'll call some of my girlfriends together and say, hey guys, I'm fasting for this. Can you intercede with me and for me? Can you pray that I'll have the strength to make it through this fast? And would you join me in fasting for or praying for? So I don't think there's anything wrong with asking your spouse to fast with you, pray with you, or just let you know, hey, baby, I'm not going to be cooking for the next 24 hours because I'm fasting. I think it's all a matter of the heart.
Very good. So, as we're getting ready to go to break, just to walk through these specifics that Tammy outlines in her book, why are you fasting? Be specific, then get prepared. That's asking the Holy Spirit to reveal areas of weakness. And I think it also is in line with what Tammy said, maybe letting others know who you feel led to just invite to say, will you stand with me? Maybe even give up a meal as we focus on this objective. That to me is heart preparation as well. Another point she makes is deciding which fast is right for you. On the other side of the break, in a little bit, we'll talk about different kinds of fasts. And then she says, long for an intimate experience with God, you know, cultivate that spiritual hunger. But immediately on the other side of the break, Tammy, I want some stories. I would love stories from your own life of what your objective was and how the fast went and what God did. And I just really want that because I think one testimony begets another testimony, and it kind of creates a hunger and a thirst for us to see miracles in our own lives. So talking to Tammy Hotson-Piller, her book, Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough in Power in the Names of God. I love the placement of today's show as we're heading into the holidays because this is a season that people throw caution to the wind and indulge to the point where they leave this year lethargic and toxic, and they show up in the next year sluggish and full of regrets. What if we entered this next season with a mindfulness, with some restraint, with a sense of a heart completely set on God and not on how much we can stuff in ourselves? You know what I mean? I want you just to think about that. Got a handful of copies to give away of Fasting with God. Text the word book to 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Hope you're having a really great day. Thanks for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. We're talking about fasting today, and specifically about fasting while meditating on the names of God. I mean, talk about, you know, moving from hand tools to power tools, where you're fasting, you're seeking God, and you're meditating on the names of God. That brilliant idea came from God's heart, right to Tammy Hotson's, I said it again, Hotson-Piller's, I'm so sorry, Hotson-Piller. She's written a brilliant book titled Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough and Power in the Names of God. And this is a thick book, and it's got a larger print, and it's 21 days of fasting. And she gives some outlines on how to fast, setting your objective, different kinds of fasts. And then you immerse yourself each day. You read scripture, and then you take that day and you meditate on that particular name of God. I've got a handful of copies to give away. You can text the word book to get in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. And if you have questions, send them in a separate text to that same number. Tammy writes this, I have found when I combine my prayer and my fast with the names of God, it's like praying with power. It's like a boost or spiritual charge because it reminds me of the capacity of my request and the faithfulness of God. Amen. All right, Tammy, I would love some stories about you having a need or someone else having a need and you approaching fasting with a reverence before God and seeing what he did.
Well, I can tell you firsthand that we have seen miracle after miracle. And I mentioned earlier in our broadcast together that we have a prayer wall here at the church. You feel like you're in Jerusalem. It's a prayer wall, bricks with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of little pieces of paper. And people come to the wall, and we have people from all over our community that will come in, and they'll place a prayer request in that wall, whether they're Jewish. We've even had Muslims come to our wall, Catholics, Christians, people who are looking for a place of faith. And what I do is I coach them to help them understand when Jesus said to his disciples when they were frustrated over not being able to call out the demonic spirit from the little boy, some things only happen by prayer and fasting. So combining these two spiritual disciplines of our faith through prayer and our faith through fasting. And so story after story, whether it be three Muslim women who came to our wall distraught because one of their sons had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And she came and she said, I believe your Jesus can heal him. And I prayed with those ladies over, they were in their burqas, they were standing at the prayer wall. And Susie, 3 weeks later, they came back to tell me that the tumor was gone and that my Jesus healed their son. And they understood fasting because it's a part of course, we know Ramadan and we know a lot of Muslims understand fasting. And they understood fasting from a religious perspective, but not from a spiritual perspective. You see, we can make fasting something that we religiously do as a duty. But when you begin to understand that you are offering your fast to God, you're omitting your food, you're allowing your hunger pains to be a part of pressing in and saying, God, I'm believing you for a miracle. So that was one. We have seen stage 4 cancer on more occasions than I can tell you. We have seen, and I mean, I can't even count the women, Susie, that have come to our wall that have not been able to get pregnant. And baby after baby after baby. Matter of fact, here at Influence Church on Sunday, we dedicated 23 babies and several were women who could not get pregnant. So we are seeing miracle after miracle, businesses, marriages, healing, family, addictions. There's so many. I need to just write a book on miracles in our church. But again, it's not just the miracle. It's believing God through prayer and fasting. You see, he wants to partner with us, Susie. God wants to partner with us in the kingdom. He wants to show us what faith is about, what asking and seeking and knocking and believing. He wants to teach humanity how to activate the supernatural realm through prayer and fasting.
That's so beautiful. I've just got to ask, Tammy, how about for you as far as what's your most meaningful breakthrough as you've sought after God and fasted and waited to see what he would do?
Well, this might seem a little unusual, but 10 years ago, I was in a lot of pain, Susie, and I actually was told I needed a hip replacement. And I began to spend some time, as I mentioned earlier, in Revelation 4. I was going into the throne room and I was asking God for a miracle. And I was preaching on miracles and teaching on miracles. So if anybody should have gotten a miracle, it should have been me. Amen. Mm-hmm. But my miracle came through my surgery. I ended up having to have that hip replaced. And then 5 years later, my second hip replaced. Wow. And let me tell you what it did, because so many people came and they said, do you think God let you down? I said, oh no, God came through, because I had two hips that needed to be replaced. And through science and through surgery, I was able to have two hip replacements. Well, last year, Susie, I went on the El Camino walk in Spain. If I don't know if you're familiar with
I've
it.
I've heard of it. Yes. Wow.
It's a spiritual walk through Spain. And I walked 120 miles in 5 days. And I walked with God on that journey with hips of a 65, 66-year-old woman. I'm running and leaping and laughing and having supernatural encounters with God through this beautiful country. And this, it's actually a walk that the Apostle James, it's named after St. James. And I was having divine encounters with God. And let me say to your listening audience right now, sometimes God doesn't come through the way you think he will. Sometimes he wants you to persevere and press through. For me, it was through surgery. But I literally am able to run and leap and laugh, and I am healed. So let God meet you personally and individually with your own story. Don't make someone else's miracle your miracle. God met me in that throne room, Susie. He walked with me through those hip replacements. He met me through prayer and the word of God, and he did heal me.
Beautiful. Some of the benefits of fasting, you write about how it helps us overcome personal challenges, as with Esther, Ezra, Jehoshaphat, and Jesus even, how it opens our connection with God and empowers us to walk in the Spirit and live out our testimony, and it helps us defeat the devil. Talk about that last one, how fasting helps us defeat the enemy.
Well, how beautiful is it in Matthew 4 and in Luke 4, the first picture that Jesus shows us when he goes into the garden and he's contending for 40 days and he's fasting. And that's when the enemy came and the enemy tempted him with every temptation you will go through, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, you know, all of these areas of our life, the lust of the flesh. And those are the things the enemy will come and he will try to get you the very way the enemy tried to come after Jesus. He's going to try to come after you. And Jesus is teaching us through that time in the wilderness there that we can contend with the enemy through prayer and fasting. And he kept, what was it that he kept doing that was so beautiful, Susie? He brought the enemy back to the word of God every time. Mm-hmm. Thus it is written. Thus it is written. Thus it is written. So I want your listeners to understand that we have to stand on the word of God. You will never be able to do warfare with the enemy on your own. You have to know the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You will only battle the enemy with the word of God. A beautiful picture that Jesus showed us right there in the garden with the temptation.
So good. Okay, let's talk about some of the different types of fast. The first one is a complete fast. Explain that one.
You know, we find three times in the Bible, and we find it with Moses and Elijah and Jesus. And the four of them actually fasted for 40 days, an absolute fast. They went without food and water. Now, I do not recommend this. I know some great men and women of great saints that have done this fast. I, again, don't recommend it without you checking with your physician and making sure, listen, that Holy Spirit truly has told you to do that. Because our bodies are not meant to go without food or food and water for 40 days. So it's a very serious fast. So again, we do find it's biblical. It's called an absolute fast, but that's one that I only say you make sure Holy Spirit is leading you through that. Then the next fast would actually be what I call a partial fast. That's what I mentioned that I typically do. It's a sun up to sun down. I don't eat during the day. I drink water and do have a cup of coffee in the morning, but I abstain from food. And then I have an evening meal and then I don't eat again the next day. So that's a sun up to sundown or a partial fast. Then there's, of course, we know about juice or a liquid fast. And maybe what you'd want to do is say, I'm going to fast for my 3 day or my 10 day, 21 or even a 40 day juice fast. And you do not eat food. You abstain from food, but you're drinking liquids or a juice fast. Fruit juices or vegetable juices. And then most of us know of the Daniel fast. We know Daniel fasted 10 days and again, 21 days, two different times. And that Daniel fast, Susie, you don't eat meat or sweets, carbs, things like that. We know that he drank water and juice and had fruits and vegetables. And of course, this is when he was coming before the king and he was saying, I'm going to fast from your foods, the rich foods of the king. And I want you to watch me after these 21 days and see if I'm not healthier than your servants because of this fast. So it was really him showing the king that God had led him to this fast. Now, I do mention in this particular book that there are other fasts or abstinence, I like to call them, things from personal pleasures like social media or shopping or television. And I do believe that that is a fast. I don't believe that that necessarily is a food fast. But again, all of these things, Susie, you and your listeners have to bring these before God. God is leading you to do this. He will prompt you in your spirit. He will speak to you if you're listening, and he will show you how to fast. So those are a few fasts. Of course, we mentioned there's individual fast and corporate fast. So whether you're joining your church or friends in a corporate fast, or it's very private and you're just fasting on your own, those are both two different types of fasts you can enter.
The word you have a separation fast. We just have a minute before a break. Is that something different, or is that basically speaking of just doing a personal fast?
The separation fast?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that I would just say, you know, that's when Jesus talked to us a little about abstaining from things in your life. So that's me just pulling away. What I like to do, Susie, is periodically I go on just a fasting retreat. So I literally, Navigators have a beautiful one in Colorado Springs. There's actually a place here in LA, and I go and I check in for an overnight for 24 hours. And it's just a time of isolation and separation. And then I fast for 24 hours away from everyone and just spend time alone with God.
Very good. Wow. So good. Talking to Tammy Hudson-Pillar. I did her name right. Yay. Praise God. You've got a beautiful name, and I'm so sorry I tripped over it here. Fasting with God is the name of her book, Finding Breakthroughs and Power in the Names of God. When we come back, we'll talk more about the names of God. And wow, what a wonderful God we serve. Wow, love it. Back in a minute. If you listen to me often enough, you know I believe in the power of prayer. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous accomplishes great and powerful things. I am passionate about prayer, and we all need it, and we would love to pray for you. The Faith Radio team, we're serious about prayer, and we pray for specific listener requests every single week. So if you have a request, if you're walking through a difficult time, you can share your prayer request with us anonymously and securely on our website at myfaithradio.com. Did you know that fasting should be, we're invited to have that be a normal part of our Christian journey? This is Susie Larson on Susie Larson Live. I'm talking to Tammy Hudson-Pillar today. Her book is titled Fasting with God, Finding Breakthrough and Power in the Names of God. This is such an interesting book. It's a little bigger, it's thicker, and the print is a little bit larger, and it's a 21-day walkthrough of where you read scripture, and she gives you some just guidance, things to meditate on, guidance on how to fast, and then each day you meditate on a particular name of God. I think that's just powerful. For example, Elohim. She writes, Elohim is mighty and strong and the creator of all things, including you. God saw you before you were born. He knew the gifts and abilities he wired you with, the destiny and opportunities he laid out for your future. For he is our creator, God. God loves to see his children productive and creative when it is done for his glory and good. So talk about Elohim. I mean, for someone who maybe, you know, wants to embrace that name and meditate on that name based on a need in their lives, what more should they know about that particular name of God?
I love that name, Susie. It's the first name of God mentioned in the Bible in Genesis 1. And it tells us that our creator God created us in his image. And so when I sit and I bask on that, Susie, I sit in the fact that I was made in the image of Almighty God. That the ability to create, that he made us creative beings. You know, as a life coach, I work with so many people that have lost their identity. They've lost their hope. And when I introduce them to Elohim, they come back to the full understanding that God is giving every one of us the ability to create because we're made in his image. So that could come from an idea. It can come as mothers, we were able to birth children, or as business owners, we're able to birth ideas. We're able to write songs and psalms and poems, and he gives us the gift of creativity. So what I like to do is just release that prophetic word over you right now and say someone that's listening right now has a creative idea that they really feel insecure or less than. But Holy Spirit is saying, I, Elohim, your creator God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has given you destiny, and I want you to create in my image. I just believe it's a beautiful name of God that releases power and authority over our lives.
Wow. How about Jehovah Shalom?
Well, as we mentioned at the beginning, it means peace. And if we ever need peace, we need peace today. Yeah. You know, I believe if anything happened in 2020 with the pandemic, it was that the enemy was released full force over humanity. Yeah. And the enemy brought a spirit of fear, which we know that God has not given us that spirit of fear, but of a love, power, and sound mind. But the spirit of confusion and rejection and really loss of identity, all of these demonic spirits were literally released during the COVID pandemic. I saw it in a vision. It was as if the enemy just released that demonic power. And what we understand is that we have greater authority and power over the enemy through Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. He brings peace to our soul. He brings peace to our mind. He brings peace to our world. And in the midst of this Middle East crisis, we have to understand, speak the name of Jehovah Shalom. The Bible says out of our mouth comes life or death. We get to decree and declare which path we want to be on. So my friend, just begin to speak shalom, shalom, peace, peace, prosperity, blessing, goodness. Speak those words over your life. That's the destiny God has for you.
Mm. You think of shalom, you know, wholeness, nothing missing, you know, the fullness of the best of what God has to offer. What a beautiful thing to meditate on. How about Jehovah Rapha?
Well, we love Jehovah Rapha. We know he's our healer God. I use that name often, probably daily when I'm praying over someone. And let me say to your listeners again, as you begin to become familiar with these names, use the name as you pray. It's God's name. So I pray Jehovah Rapha in Jesus' name. I pray over my friend and call their name out and cancer be gone or healing to their marriage or hope here. But begin to call these names out. Jehovah Sabbath, our host, Jehovah Makedesh, my sanctifier, Jehovah Nisi, my banner, Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God, and use his name in conversation, and you press into the depth of the actual character of God through understanding his name.
Wow. Is there one that is just you hold especially close to your heart?
Wow. You know, no one's ever asked me that in all the interviews I've done. Gosh, you know what? I'd have to really pray on that one because you know what? It's my, like my husband says, when they ask him what's his favorite scripture, he says, the one I'm reading.
Yeah. So that's good.
Probably the name of God I'm calling on at that moment is the one I love the most.
Mm, wow. Well, I'll read the prayer from the chapter on Jehovah Rapha. You are my healer. You are the great physician. God, I ask that you continue to work miracles and a supernatural way to bring wholeness and healing to my family and me. Thank you that you always hear, you see, and you know my need even before I pray. Accept my fast today as an act of prayer and gratitude for all your goodness in Jesus' name. And then you quote Max Lucado. He's one of our buddies. He comes on the show whenever he has a new book out. He says, our prayers may be awkward, our attempts may be feeble, but since the power of prayer is in the one who hears it and not in the one who says it, our prayers do make a difference. Mm-hmm. We just got a moment left, Tammy. This has been so great. I'd love to have you back, and there's so much more to talk about. But what do you know about God now that you didn't know as well, let's say 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, I would say just the power of the intimacy that we can have. Often we think that we can't go any deeper. And yet there are depths and depths and depths and spirit realms of God. And, you know, Susie, I mentioned this is my third book. I would love your audience to check out my website. You can find this one, Fasting with God, my second book, Fasting for Miracles, and my new book coming out next month called Fasting for a Change. And I think what I've learned is that fasting is a practice that is to be offered to God as a discipline. And that it needs to really be a regular part of our life as Holy Spirit prompts us. And let me just say to everyone right now, when we're living in a crazy, crazy world, you know you need God, you won't find God. Mm-hmm. And we really need to understand the depths of God right now. You can go as deep and wide as you desire to go. God wants to meet you fresh and new every day.
Come on. Amen. Tammy, I just love you, and I do pray you'll come back. Thank you for giving us your time today and for such a great conversation.
You're amazing. And praise you and thank you. And listen, I couldn't say my last name for the first 5 years of my marriage.
I could hug your neck.
it's a long Dutch name, kind of like some of the names of God, you know, Mekedesh, Hotzenpeller, kind of the same. Yes. But thank you, and you're a joy, and God bless you so much, Susie.
Wow, what a treasure time this was. Tammy Hotzenpeller, there you go. Fasting with God is her book. I pray you found some encouragement, but even more, I pray you lean in, bend an ear towards heaven, ask the Holy Spirit to invite you to a fast, and then see what He does. Wow, I'm inspired today. I hope you are too. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to Susie Larson Live. Podcasts like mine are available because of your support. If it's important to you to hear things that encourage your faith, click the link in the show notes and give now.